Find a comfortable place to sit or lie down where you will not be disturbed. In a moment, you are going to become extremely relaxed. You will always remain in control. Now, lift up your eyes and find a spot on the wall or somewhere in front of you, slightly above your eye level. We are going to take 3 deep breaths together. We are going to do that while you are focusing on your chosen spot in front of you. Ready? Inhale. Hold it, hold it, hold it. And exhale slowly. Now, that's it. Looking right up at your chosen spot in front of you, take another deep breath. Here we go. Inhale. Hold it, hold it, hold it. And exhale slowly. Now. And now the third and the deepest breath. Inhale. Hold it, hold it, hold it. And this time, as you exhale, allow your eyes to close. Just allow yourself to relax completely. Allow each and every breath you take to help you relax more and more. And every word I say and every breath you take takes you down deeper and deeper into relaxation. Now direct your attention to your eyelids. Relax those eyelids completely. You are in control. Relax the muscles around your eyes to the point where they absolutely will not work. In a moment, I am going to tell you to test those eyelids, and I want you to test them only when you're absolutely certain they will not work. Do you understand? Nod your head. Keep relaxing the muscles around your eyes to the point where those eye muscles won't work. When you're absolutely sure they won't work, test them. All right, stop testing them. Get complete relaxation in those muscles around the eyes. Now, let that feeling of relaxation wash over your entire body, from the top of your head to the tips of your toes, allowing every single muscle to go completely loose and limp. And the more relaxed you become, the better you feel. And the better you feel, the deeper you want to go. In just a moment, I am going to ask you to open your eyes and close them. When you close your eyes, you are going to be able to relax 10 times deeper than you are already relaxed. Now, open your eyes and close them, going down deeper and deeper, feeling 10 times more relaxed. And the deeper you go, the better you feel. The deeper you go, the deeper you want to go. in a moment, we are going to do this again. And when we do it the second time, you are going to be able to relax 10 times as much as you relaxed already. Now, open your eyes and close them, going down deeper and deeper, feeling 10 times more relaxed, feeling covered with a blanket of relaxation. In a moment, we are going to do this one more time. And when we do it the third time, you are going to be able to relax 10 times as much as you relaxed already. Now, open your eyes and close them, going down deeper and deeper, feeling 10 times more relaxed, feeling the waves of relaxation washing over your body, taking you down deeper and deeper into relaxation and helping you to access all of your subconscious and superconscious resources and to program your subconscious mind with the changes you desire to experience. And the more relaxed you become, the better you feel. And the better you feel, the deeper you want to go. You find that you can. With every breath you exhale, with every word I say, you go down deeper and deeper. Every breath you exhale, taking you down deeper and deeper, where you can feel better. And the deeper you go, the more confident, the more comfortable, the more secure you become. Now, that's complete physical relaxation. But I want to show you how you can get mental relaxation as well as physical. You are doing wonderfully with a physical relaxation. Now you are going to relax mentally. This is how we are going to do it. I am going to begin counting from 100 backwards. And you can count aloud together with me. Each time I say a number, I'm going to say deeper, relax. I want you to focus on that number in your mind and say it with me, followed by the words deeper, relax. Each time we say a number, double your relaxation. And by the time we get down to 96, you'll be so relaxed. There won't be any more numbers. You can make it happen, want it to happen, and watch it happen. Let's start counting. 100. Deeper, relaxed. Double your relaxation and watch the numbers start disappearing. 99. Deeper, relax. The numbers are disappearing now. There's absolutely nothing you want more other than relaxation. 98. Deeper, relax. The numbers are vanishing now. Every breath taking you down deeper and deeper. Feeling more comfortable, more secure. 97. Deeper, relax. Make the numbers disappear now, feeling so good, so confident, so secure. 96. Deeper, relaxed. Just push all the numbers completely out of your mind, if you had not already, and notice how good you feel. The second stage of alchemical transformation is dissolution. Dissolution represents further breaking down of the artificial structures of the psyche by total immersion in the unconscious, non-rational, feminine, or rejected part of our minds. It is, for the most part, an unconscious process in which our conscious minds let go of control to allow the surfacing of buried material. It is opening the floodgates and generating new energy from the waters held back. The waters represent energy, and in this case, primarily emotional energy that was blocked and bound to preserving memories from the past. As this blocked energy becomes released, it may for a while feel as if we were letting out toxic energy and as if demons are rearing their ugly heads. When a person begins fasting, for example, at first his body may smell badly due to the release of toxins. Also, when the person learns how to relax his body deeply, he may become more aware of the tensions in his body. As the person becomes willing to let go of all the blocked emotional energy, he may become more aware of the negative feelings he buried a long time ago. It may seem that these feelings are coming out of nowhere, but that nowhere is actually individual's subconscious mind. It is important to let all these feelings emerge to the surface and then just let them dissolve into nothingness. Shoving them back under the carpet or out of awareness won't help, because they'd continue to express in one way or another in the individual's life. Holding onto that which caused pain only reinforces pain. When the process of dissolution is complete, it is experienced as a free flow of energy, increased feeling of aliveness, and newfound freedom, even a sense of bliss. There are several ways to engage in the process of dissolution. One is by acting as an observer, noticing the thoughts that cross your mind and just letting them go, realizing that in and of themselves they have no power and no meaning other than that which you have given them. A Course in Miracles appropriately begins this stage by having you look randomly at different objects in the room, and as you glance briefly at each one, saying, "This thing does not mean anything." Then observing your thoughts, and as each one crosses your mind, saying, "This thought doesn't mean anything. And the reason they don't mean anything is because all of them are projections of your past experiences, obscuring from you the full experience of the present moment. All of these thoughts from the past and all of the thoughts about the future take away some emotional energy, life force needed to keep them alive, dragging you down. Yet you may not even be aware of how heavy they are and how much energy they are consuming until you actually experience the lightness from letting them go. In this process of letting go of the past, so much energy is freed that you are bound to feel more alive than you ever felt before. You may want to remember at this point that alchemy is truly an art and science of nurturing life. And as you progress on this path, you will both feel and look more alive. This experience of lightness and aliveness becomes very noticeable when you become willing to let go of the dead weight, particularly of the thoughts to which you have associated a good deal of emotional energy, angers, resentments, hurts, disappointments, pain, guilt, and blame. And that is one of the reasons why the act of forgiveness frees so much energy. In the act of forgiveness, you are willing to let go of the past and become fully present here and now. And in this process of forgiveness, your own life force that was tied up to keeping alive memories and thoughts from the past becomes available for your own enjoyment of life in the present. So, at this point, I would like you to think of any unforgiveness you may have swept under the carpet that relates to something you did that made you feel bad about yourself, that made you feel guilty or ashamed, and you never managed to successfully resolve. Whatever it may be, just let it go now. It doesn't exist anymore. It doesn't matter anymore. With all the wisdom you possessed at a time, with all the resources and learnings you had at a time, you did the best you knew how. Now, this moment, you are a new person. You are a different person. And you can let go of all the baggage from the past. And repeat silently with me now the following statement. I now totally forgive myself for all of my past errors. I now totally forgive myself for all of my past errors. I now totally forgive myself for all of my past errors. And imagine the light blazing through your past and dissolving all those unresolved emotions, all those thoughts and emotions from the past into nothingness. That's right. Whatever happened, happened, and doesn't exist anymore. Let it go. Let it dissolve. It is not part of your life anymore. It is not part of the present moment. Release it and feel all the energy that was tied up to it. Become free, available to you now, so that you may feel more alive now, so that you may fully enjoy the present moment, knowing that the purpose of life is constant self-improvement and refinement, and whatever you did is okay. You can commit yourself to do your best now and to keep on improving yourself. And you can love yourself now just the way you are, because no matter what anyone else may think of you, there is one person that will always be there to love you, nurture you, and care for you, and that's you. That's right. And now, I would like you to think of any unforgiveness and any judgments you placed upon other people, and realize that they also did their best, the best they knew how at the time, given their learnings, backgrounds, resources, and wisdom they possessed. And just let it go. You can imagine violet fire blazing through all those situations, and people, and even yourself, transmuting all imperfections, transmuting all that is unlike love, healing you and all those people involved. And repeat silently with me now. I totally forgive anyone who can possibly need my forgiveness. I am free, and they are free. I totally forgive anyone who can possibly need my forgiveness. I am free, and they are free. I totally forgive anyone who can possibly need my forgiveness. I am free, and they are free. And imagine dazzling, brilliant white light blazing through you and through all of those people, conditions, and circumstances, dissolving them into light, transmuting all of this misqualified energy into love and peace, transmuting all in harmonies into perfect, harmonious energy, freeing all the energy that was tied up to it, setting it free, so that you may feel more alive now, so that you may fully enjoy the present moment. And now, in order to feel even more alive, in order to feel even greater lightness of being, I would like you to consider that all of your thoughts of any specific things and events from the past or present, or even thoughts about the future, those you judge as beautiful and desirable, just the same as those you judge as ugly and undesirable, and all the things you see outside of you are just projections into which you have invested energy to maintain them. All of them are illusions into which, in order to keep them alive, you are investing your own life force. So just let them all dissolve and to the light. Let go of all of your beliefs and ideas about how the world should be, and just let it be. And allow yourself to set all that energy free, so that the light of your higher wisdom can fill your mind, so that the truth of your higher wisdom can be inscribed upon your mind, so that you can become aware of the source of all things, of that which is permanent and indestructible, so that you can be free and light and totally alive now, beyond anything you have ever experienced before in your life. Excellent. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5. By the time I get to 5, you will be wide awake, feeling refreshed, feeling wonderful in every way. You will feel much better than before you started the session. 1. Feel the wave of energy moving through your body. 2. Every part of your body feeling more alive and energized. 3. Reorienting to your room completely now. 4. Bringing the sense of well-being with you. 5. Eyes open now, wide awake. Feeling refreshed, feeling greatly loved, feeling wonderful in every way, feeling much better than before. Thank you for listening. I'm Dr. Laura DiGiorgio.